am to worship. What a joy it's been looking at all the original Hebrew words of what it is to praise, thank, worship our King of Kings. Today's word is the word Hallel, and I want to read you some of these definitions. It is the word Hallel means to shine or flash brightly, to boast, to praise, to act like a fool or a madman. It means to show or rave about, to glory in, to show that you are clamorously foolish about your adoration to God. Wow, that is a different word. I don't know if our traditional churches or maybe even our charismatic churches are ready for this word. I get the picture of King David being so excited about the Ark of the Covenant coming home that he literally halaled God, acting so foolish before all his people. You know, so often we are worried about what people are going to think about us. But I want to tell you, we serve a God who has done great things, that he is worthy of shining our lights in front of him. He's worthy of us boasting loudly and foolishly to those around us. You know, we have this famous word in our Christianity, and that is hallelujah. And the word hallelujah is actually the two words of Yahweh and Hallel mixed together in terms of praising Yahweh, the King of Kings, the God Almighty, shining him brightly, boasting about it, acting foolishly in adoration towards him. That is what the word Hallel means, and when we use the word hallelujah. Let's look at some of these incredible scriptures that use the word Hallel. Psalm 107 verse 32. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people and praise him at the seat of the elders. Here is this word Hallel. What I love is this isn't about you going crazy in your own praise party at home. It's talking about the congregation in front of the elders. Why do we feel we can go crazy over a rugby ball or a soccer ball or a baseball, but we can't go crazy over the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Look at Psalm 34, verse 2 to 3. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Here is this boast. Here's this adoration. Here's us going crazy for our King. And I want to leave, if you go and study all the Psalms, so many of them start with praise the Lord. That word praise is the word Hallel. To go foolish, to boast, to shine his name. But look in Psalm 111 verse 1 to 3. It says, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. This is the reason we hallel. We hallel him because he is majestic. His righteousness endures forever. His works are wonderful. And we get to hallel not only in front of the assembly, but in front of the upright as well. Choose to go a bit cray-cray today. Use your body, use your words, shine his light today and extol him with everything within you because he is worthy of our praise. Have a great day and always remember you are highly favored and deeply loved.